Radio. Hello, everybody. Hello. Hello. Welcome to the Superhero Training. This is Brother Michael McIntosh.
Hello.
And I'm your favorite doctor, Dr. Nick Good. We are so stoked to be here today with you guys, presenting this, and very pleased that you're all so committed to coming on board with us. We were just saying that we just want to shower you with so much love and blessings.
Yeah, so much love and blessings. Not everyone can do this kind of stuff, so we have so much respect for you.
Yeah, huge amounts of respect and appreciation for you guys, and we're gonna have such a fabulous time. And we're very excited, aren't we,
bro? Very excited, yeah. Beautiful.
Yeah, it's wonderful. So we're gonna just start with a little silence, and this really is the foundation of the whole of the formula for success in these times that we're living in. These times that we're living in, there's so much chaos and so much distraction, so many crazy things going on around us, and so many revelations of extraordinarily challenging situations for very many people, that the whole key to really rising as a superhero in this time and being able to birth your birthright and deliver yourself in the fullness of your being into the world, it requires this ability to be very still and very silent, tremendous equanimity and peace, and not give your power away to anything or anyone outside of yourselves. No matter what happens, it will always be that that fundamental lesson, that fundamental teaching, that built-in question to every situation. Am I giving power to this situation, or am I keeping the power within me and nourishing myself and nurturing myself from a connection to the divine power within me, which is accessed through the peace and through the love, the orientation of your love within yourself to that relationship. Have you got anything you want to say about that, bro?
Yeah, this the more we go inside ourselves, the more we can access the grace that's always there, you know, because otherwise we just react. So the whole of this course really has a foundation of that stillness, so that you can again and again and again tap into that experience on a regular basis. And then it becomes a natural state, so you actually live in that experience, and then you just come into actions, run around, you know, make yourself something to eat or whatever.
Yeah, there's and an old saying,
grace coming through the whole time.
Yeah, there's an old saying from the Zen tradition, I think, that before enlightenment, chopping wood, fetching water. After enlightenment, chopping wood, fetching water. And so you probably just got a bit more of a smile on your face when you're doing it.
Yeah.
And I think probably the difference is that, you know, when you are chopping wood and fetching water, whatever that equates to in your life, before enlightenment, there's the, you're doing it because you want to get it done in order to feel better or so you can do something else.
Yeah.
But after enlightenment, you're just doing it because that's what needs to be done right now. But it isn't going to give you anything extra. You're not adding anything to yourself. You're not actually achieving anything by chopping wood and fetching water on a deeper level. Of course you are on a superficial level, but we're talking about really going to depth in this experience that we're sharing, and that's what the superhero is. We have depth. We live in a deeper sense of reality and in a broader experience of life. We see life from a deeper, more profound perspective, a more eternal perspective. And we meet life in that way, and that gives us our magical powers.
Yeah, and it's magical because everything becomes easy. You know, the less effort we try and do to run around and get everything done, the more we allow it, just the sweetness and the grace to come through, everything becomes easy.
Yeah.
And that is a superpower, that things come to us. You know, like we can have so many experiences and we can share so many things about all the crazy synchronicities and all the things we've manifested and all the bizarre occurrences that have happened in our lives, and it's really just been down to the grace when it comes when it comes to it. Just relaxing, let go, and then things come.
Yeah,
you know.
So it's almost like there's two things happening at the same time. I remember when years and years ago, when I was living in France, somebody gave me this sort of spiritual guidelines thing, and it said there's two worlds, there's an inner and an outer world, and that to me was just like, what? This is really far out stuff. But there is an inner and an outer world, and the outer world is the world of appearances, the way things appear to be, and it's very much driven by causal factors that are invisible, karmic causal factors that we've set in motion, we as a collective of humanity and the forces that have been interfacing with us through a certain period of time, a certain cycle. But there's also an inner plane, there's an inner world, and the superhero is very, 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 very focused on that inner world. And what I've noticed since the sort of the official start of the Aquarian Age, which was a few weekends ago, when the planets were lining up in such a way, I really noticed that the inner riches are really, really seem to be much more available in terms of their tangible, unified presence and the delight of and the ease of communion with those inner internals.
I've noticed that. It's like what could have been seen as theory is now like it's there, visible. It's almost as if it's hanging in front of us, like it's actually as real as what we can see here.
Yeah.
You know, the subtle has become manifest in a way. It's just beautiful.
Yeah. Have we started? Yes, we have started. This is just the introduction. There's more and more people clicking on, and we're just giving an introduction and just welcoming everybody and just laying some very simple ground rules down. And really it boils down to one single thing, the whole deal, all of the time. And I keep hearing it over and over and over just lately, and it's so, so beautiful. I was studying some wonderful information from the Dead Sea Scrolls last night. A guy called Dr. Frank E. Stranges, Dr. Strange with an S on the end, Dr. Stranges, lovely guy, amazing, amazing, amazing guy. And he's presenting a lot of the information that was discovered in Qumran. They had 800 texts, which they found, which they call the Dead Sea Scrolls. And there was tremendous amount of wisdom and ancient knowledge in these texts. And the divine, the almighty Godhead, a figure, I'm not sure whether it was coming through Jesus or who it was coming through, but on these texts was saying that he has many sons and daughters, from in other worlds and other star systems, other realities that have living in harmony with that law. That's what it's all about, living in harmony with that law. And that law very simply is one word, and it's the law of love. And if we love that divine connection with genuine commitment that grows and grows and grows, and we love each other, then the job is just sorted. There's no need for lots of different rules and regulations and techniques and all kinds of unusual, complicated scenarios in life. There's one single law, and that law is love. And the superhero aspires to live by that law, live in accord with that law, in harmony with that law. And you start with yourself. You start with yourself. You love yourself. You nurture yourself. And you use this divine connection to power you to be able to make the right decisions in life and to dissolve the patterns that keep us stuck in negative conditioning, negative programming, where we're kind of at the mercy of recordings that we have within us. And we're going to go into this, in depth and in detail as we go through this series. And we've got 7 weeks to do it, and probably more besides. And so we're going to have a really wonderful experience. But I'm just laying down and re-emphasizing, I want to do this over and over and over again, the simplicity of what we're communicating here. The divine love is so, so real. You are totally connected to that love, You are perfectly designed to absorb it, but you have to get into a real deep relationship, and you have to make the effort, your own personal effort, to do that. And we're going to give you lots of support on that. Mm. And then you have to express that love creatively. You have to demonstrate that love. You have to express it and radiate it and move out of judgment of people, of situations and people and places and things, and move into an unconditional acceptance and allow this beautiful energy to flow through you. Mm. What do you want to say, brother?
I think we should just have a moment of silence. And
yeah, that was my big introduction to the moment of silence.
That's right. Yeah. It takes us about 15 minutes to get to it, doesn't it?
Yeah. Okay. So the reason, let's just talk about why silence is so important, why stillness is so important. You know, if we look at the way of the world, the way we're encouraged, it's about entertainment, diversion, distraction,
stimulation,
and all kinds of different perspectives and ideas and vibrations and frequencies and what have you. But if we really look at the way the world is going and the way most people are struggling and suffering within it, we can start to, you know, question this way. Yeah. And so very often, if you just do the opposite of the way the world is going, then you're pretty much onto a good track. And so coming into a state of silence and stillness and making that your fun, like I have so much joy and fun being still inside of myself and holding the stillest, most silent, most peaceful space that I can. And when I hug people, when I share that presence with people, they are so, so thankful. Mm. It's like people are in just like state of hypertension and overstimulation, and that the simple fact of that not be allowing yourself to come into oneness with this living love that we're talking about, we're going to be talking about over and over and over. And it's through your stillness that you meet this love, simply through the stillness. Be still and know I am God, one of the old scriptures. So it's through in the stillness that we meet that divine presence that's totally unified. It's not fragmented and scattered and all kinds of different chaotic frequencies. It's totally unified and in perfect harmony all the time. So when we come into our own stillness, that's where we really, 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 really connect in.
There's a point of essence which we all have, and the world, as you can see, is running around. We live in Hawaii, and it's pretty relaxed here in general. But I know how crazy the world is out there. You know, and if you live in cities, you see it all the time. And I always ask myself, why are people running around? Why is all this action happening? Why are people going so fast and getting speeding tickets and wanting to do all this and do multitasking and mobile phones and everything? It's because they're completely anxious and they're trying to get something out of all this running around. And what we're saying is that everything you need is already in you now, and it's in that point, it's in that place of stillness.
Yeah.
So I think it needs to be very clear that we're not trying to achieve something outside of ourselves, because otherwise we're just running around and you might as well just do something else, because everyone's doing that anyway. We're coming away from all that and coming back into where all the real joy is, where the jewels are within us, rather than trying to run around over there.
Yeah. Everything we're looking for is already there inside of us, and it's just familiarizing ourselves with that experience of and allowing ourselves to receive that. And it's an eternal experience. You're never not going to be going to that well and drinking, sipping that water. You're never not going to be doing that. It's an eternal experience. So we can just relax. We can just relax and just understand. We unwinding, being still, maintaining your equilibrium, your center, your peaceful state of being, your poise. The superhero is poise. You know, we have style, we have grace, because we've practiced that over and over and over and over and over, so that we can connect with the greatness that's within us, this living love.
Yeah.
It's a living truth, it's a living light. It enlightens you because it's got that information and that quality. It makes you more able to love in an unconditional and divine way, because that's its nature. It gives you peace because it is peace itself. It gives you power because it is power itself. It's a living truth. So we become the embodiments of that as we interface, as we connect in harmony. And remember the law, I know we went off air there for a moment. A few people didn't get that. We were talking about the one single law that rules supreme, and that is the law of love. And if we love the living love within us, love is the nature of life, it's the nature of you, it's that true inner nature. It's not something we have to add to ourselves or develop the ability to love. We already are love. And so when we come into states of stillness, of inner peace, we experience the becoming of who we are. And so coming into tune with that love through our own internal yearning and offering our heart and meeting that love within us. And like I say, we've got some beautiful audio files already for to go for you to practice the homework, and then expressing that love and sharing that love with other people and seeing the world with mercy, with forgiveness and mercy instead of judgment and condemnation, shifts the whole reality experience. It's very simple, very simple. You just have to practice it over and over and over and over.
Yeah, we're just letting go, letting go, letting go. Let it all go and relax.
Yeah, letting go, unwinding. We're so wound up, you know, we've been wound up. We've been doing a good job on ourselves, you know.
Unwinding,
relax. Yeah, and do the things that nurture yourself. This is a tremendous, tremendous demonstration of love, is doing the things that nurture yourself. So we're going to get into all that, but now Brother Michael is going to lead us in a moment of silence.
So I'd like just to invite you to close your eyes for a moment. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, just close your eyes and just allow your body to relax. Just let go of any tension in your shoulders, any tension in your face. Just let it go. Let go. Relax. And just look into your essence, where you are just a being of light. Before you were born, before you knew about anything of this world, when you were just in peace, just return for a moment to that peace that has existed eternally and is here, right now, and forevermore. Just breathe in this eternal and constant peace. There's nothing for you to do. Just breathe and let go. As you become filled with this stillness and silence, enjoy. Allow the grace and the perfection to flow through you now, fully. So just take three breaths now, bringing yourself back to this moment. And realize that as these weeks go on, you're going to tap in deeper and deeper into your eternal power and your unlimited potential. And you're just going to let go, let go, let go of anything that's old, that doesn't serve, that's in the past. You're going to let it all go and be completely free. Mm. Complete freedom is your birthright.
Yeah. And that's what we call the flying stage.
Mm.
We were talking about this week, incidentally, it doesn't mean that you're never going to be challenged in your life. It doesn't mean that you're never going to have a negative thought or a negative emotion, or you're never going to react disharmoniously to situations, or that you're not going to judge anymore. It doesn't mean any of those things. Freedom means that when certain situations come about, you can respond in an appropriate way. Even if you've responded inappropriately, you know, 1,000 times before that moment, you get the strength eventually and the power to take the appropriate action and basically show immense compassion towards yourself and towards the situation that you're dealing with. And that's the experience that you're going to be having as we go deeper and deeper and deeper into this thing.
Yeah.
So that really brings us to what is the definition of a superhero. This is really the main subject of this first week. What is a superhero? And I'm going to give my interpretation of that, and Brother Michael's going to be giving his. As far as I'm concerned, a superhero basically is an individual that has the courage to really have a go at being who they truly are.
Mm.
And understanding that there's a tremendous resource available, an almighty resource, an infinite and an eternal resource available to assist you in that process. And that relationship with that resource is absolutely critical and fundamental to defining whether you're going to be successful or not.
Mm.
And the superhero commits to that relationship. He sees the world, understands the world, that there's responsibilities in the world, and there's, you know, things that you're going to do, and you're going to be involved with the world all the time, but understands that really the world is not a source of eternal nourishment. It doesn't give you what this divine nourishment does give you, and so there's a discernment there, and the superhero sees the world in that way, and so doesn't get too messed up in the world and stuck in the world in that karmic sticky web. The superhero's free in that sense. Mm-hmm. Makes the choice to have nurture that divine relationship and then practice the giving of that energy through that relationship, the nature of being love, into the world. Mm-hmm. and derives tremendous joy from that relationship. So the superhero, very simply in my book, is someone that's made the decision to love themselves absolutely, wholeheartedly, and to commit to the higher love that is there to nourish them and give them maximum support in that, and really has made that commitment, and that commitment deepens on a daily basis. That's what I'd say fundamentally the superhero is. What about you, brother?
Yeah, I totally agree with all that. And we were just thinking about this earlier, that what do superheroes normally do? What is the traditional superheroes that we come across, Superman and Batman and all these different superheroes? In general, they're serving the world, that's one fundamental thing, and they can fly in general. Not all of them, but they mostly can fly. And there's something that we talk about in this program, and we'll go into more detail. It's called the flying stage. And all of us are eternal beings, and we're naturally meant to fly, in terms of we're supposed to be free from all these limitations. We're not here to be worried and upset and stressed and anxious about all the trivia that's happening. We're meant to enjoy ourselves and fly and be in a state of freedom and wonder. and completely beyond all this stuff. You know, we're only, because we're immortal, we're invincible beings. You know, we're already an eternal, powerful star, exactly as you are now. Mm. So you're already invincible. You know, superheroes are invincible. You are invincible right now, already. No one can kill you. And you're extremely powerful, extremely beautiful.
Yeah.
And so a superhero is aware of this fact. And because they feel full, they're able to give. And giving is where all the pleasure comes from, you know. So we're going to talk more and more about this and give you some audio files about how to be in the flying stage where you are completely free and where you're flying above all this stuff. Because the world has got all kinds of things happening. And it's only going to get more and more and more. So the challenge for us is, how do we manage to be in the flying stage? And how do we serve?
Yeah.
Because if your life is about flying and about giving, then you're going to have an easy life, actually. Because you're not thinking about all your problems. You're not thinking about complaining about things. You're free and you're going to give.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, that's how I see a superhero. Is those two things. They can fly, and they're serving, they're giving. And that's what gives them the power to be called a superhero.
Beautiful. Yeah.
And you're all superheroes. We're all superheroes. It's just that some of us are more aware of it and let go of more things. So really it's a matter of letting go, letting go, letting go, and accepting that that's who you already are and yeah. who you always will be.
Yeah. Yeah. Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
It's so wonderful.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing. A Course in Miracles is a really good support system for hearing wisdom that puts that in a very beautiful and poetic way. Mm-hmm. In the back of A Course in Miracles, in the lessons, in the back of the book, it talks about how what God, you know, I remain complete. If we're part of life, if we're born from the spirit of life, if we've been created, if we are children of God, then that's a perfect eternal creation. Nothing happens to it. It's complete and it remains complete, and you can't add anything to it.
Mm.
All that can happen is that individual creation can mistake its own sense of self. And rediscover that and remember that. And this is the most beautiful part of it all, is that the job is done. It's already done.
Yeah.
And all we have to do is relax into the acceptance of that and unwind and breathe and come into a real experience of that. And that, the beauty of rediscovering who you eternally are, in a sense, it's quite frightening, because the love is so powerful and so overwhelming. Mm. And what you're meeting is the eternal, it is the infinite, and you're meeting it as, you know, as a bit that thinks it's separate and not that. So it's quite
it's a shock.
Yeah, it's awe-inspiring. It's awesome. It's awesome. Mm-hmm. It's like losing your virginity or something. You know, it's a scary thing. You know, at the time, but or taking off on a big wave or something if you've never done it before, yeah. Or jumping off a, you know, bungee jumping or something. It's like you're going into something that's, you have to let go,
yeah.
And you have to go with the. With the flow of the experience, and really, really, really trust.
Mm.
And the more you can let go, and the more you can trust, and the more you surrender to the love, with love, the more love you put into it, the more it reciprocates, and you feel the power and the benedictions of the relationship.
Mm. Mm. So we just stop for a moment, because some people are having some trouble with the audio, and they might just catch up. We'll just have a moment of silence again, and allow your internet connection or whatever it is to power up a bit more. It's amazing that this technology actually works at all, really, because we're sitting here in the middle of the ocean, speaking to you all
Yeah.
So just accept that you already are an invincible being.
Yeah.
You already are a superhero. And all you're doing is letting go of everything that says that you're not that. Because you are that. And whether you realize it right now, today, or whether you realize it in 10 years, you're going to realize it sooner or later. So we might as well just take that on.
Yeah.
From this very moment, right now, right here.
Yeah, this is the beautiful thing about this love that we're tapping into, is that it draws a line underneath every moment that's preceded it. If you've been in your absolute insanity and madness for 1,000 years, just doing all kinds of ridiculous things to yourself and to other people, when you surrender to that love, a line is drawn underneath all of those experiences that preceded that moment, and the whole thing is rubbed out, forgotten, gone. That's the promise. That's God's promise, and it reappears consistently in lots of scriptures. And that's what unconditional love is. And so, but we're ashamed, and we're guilty, and we're frightened, and we're confused, and we're judges. You know, we're constantly judging ourselves based on pretty much the way of the world. But that's not the way of the divine. So we're talking about a love oh so real and oh so great that wipes away everything. We're talking about the ultimate medicine, the ultimate nourishment, the ultimate food, the ultimate information coming through the light of that love, and the ultimate feel-good experience coming through the peace of that love. And there's an alchemy that's always going on, and you basically as a superhero are responsible for getting your mixing desk just right. You have to get your own internal alchemy just right, and only you know the formula that makes you feel just right. And you have to honor where you're at. Just because we're gifting you truth, if you've been invested in and embedded in and identified with falsehood, just because we're telling you something, if you're not having the genuine experience of what we're saying, then you need to work from where you're at and honor who you believe you are and who you feel you are. And so there's a total focus formula for unstoppable success. This is the total focus formula for unstoppable success. What we're sharing, what we're talking about, what we're going to be re-emphasizing over and over and over and over the next few weeks, you've got to want it more than anything in your life. You better write that down and get that really, 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 really clear. And this is where we can begin a contract today, because one of the things that we're recommending, did we put it out on the thing that everyone needs to have a journal?
Yeah.
Okay. So hopefully you've all got your journal and you want to have a brand new book. And this is all about this superhero training. You're going to be journaling every day, chronicling your unfoldment, chronicling your progress, chronicling your experiences, chronicling the evolution of your consciousness and the feeling experience as you accept more fully and deeply who you eternally are. And the first thing in that book is a contract to yourself, and it's very simple. I want this more than anything.
Yeah.
I want it more than anything in the world. You got to want it more than anything. The more you want it, the more power you're going to have and drive to make it all come about, and the more quickly it's all going to come about. So you want it. This is the total focus formula for unstoppable success. You want it more than anything. And the second thing is, I'm going to do everything in my power to bring this experience about, to commit fully to this experience, the realization, to the actualization of this experience in my life. So I want it, and I'm going to do everything in my power to bring it about. And the third one, which is the magical part of the alchemy, is you've got to know beyond all doubt that you already have it, that you are that. That's what Yod Heh Wah Heh means. I am that I am. I am that I am. Be still and know I am God. The I am is God. In its essence, you are what you're looking to become. You already are that. You always will be.
Yeah.
It's just about having the experience of that.
Yeah. Yeah, you wouldn't want to be that. You wouldn't even be here on this course if you weren't that already. You've attracted to yourself what you already are, and that's why you're here right now today. And another thing actually is worth you realizing straight away in this first session is that no one can do this for you. You know, each one of us has to make our own decisions and our own choices. And as much as we'll give you information and wisdom, what's this? Om Shanti Shanti, very nice. As much as we give you things, it's you at the end of the day who've got to get up in the morning and apply all this stuff and really take it on and make it work for you and make things adjust a little bit so that they're perfect for your mix.
Yeah.
You know, no one can do that for you.
Yeah.
But we're going to give you so many tools, but we don't want you to get overwhelmed. That's the thing. You know, this course is going to have so much stuff in it, but one thing at a time and just do it fully from the bottom of your heart and really commit to it.
Yeah. They're going to be very powerful, sorry.
Yeah, and also we have to give things up to get something else. You know, you can't have everything at once, you know. You can't be a raw foodist and be eating a steak and chips at the same time, you know. We need to make a decision. What is it that you want, and you commit to that?
Yeah, and let's just, while we're on that subject as well, the superhero nurtures themselves. We're not interested in being dogmatic and being rigid and being judgmental towards ourselves. Remember what I was saying about if you're at a certain place in your life where, you know, soup might be a really nourishing thing for you instead of like soldiering on miserably if you're on raw foods and you're freezing your ass off and all you can get is, you know, a bit of salad and stuff, some soup might just be what the doctor ordered for you, some brown rice and quinoa, whatever. I don't care what it is. I'm making a point here, and the point is you need to nurture yourself. You need to love yourself and demonstrate love towards yourself and move out of judgment towards yourself, because there's no such thing as a generic human being.
No.
I'm not a model for you. I can inspire you. He's not a model for me. There aren't any such things in the world. We can inspire each other, but we're all individuals.
Yeah.
What brings me into the highest states of peace and happiness is different alchemy for Michael. Mm. And it's different for you and different for every single person you're going to meet. So copying what other people have done is not necessarily the clever way to move forward in your life.
No.
What you need to have is courage. The courage to be honest, and the superhero has that courage. Mm. And you have the courage to be honest and make the decisions that nurture you, that bring peace to your heart, that make you feel warm and nourished inside, that bring you a glowing joy. And you'll find that it's simplicity and honesty that really, really, really works.
Mm.
So nourish yourselves. You don't have to follow dogmas and rules. And just to get one thing clear, I know we're all, you know, sort of part of the raw food tribe and whatnot. Hardly anyone that I know who's leading, the so-called leaders and luminaries of this tribe, are 100% raw or even care about being 100% raw.
Yeah.
Because they're into nurturing themselves. Their motivation for eating raw foods and into superfoods and whatnot is to feel good. And so they put feeling good as their benchmark, rather than I must be 100% raw because my ego identifies with being a raw foodist, and I think that that's some great thing, and I'm better than other people because of that. Forget about that model completely.
Forget about it.
It's just a judgment trap. Move into nourishing yourself and feeling good all of the time, and making decisions based on self-love, self-appreciation, and being gentle, 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 gentle with yourself. Very, very tender.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, be honest with yourself. Where are you at? What do you need right now? And make sure you get those things, you know, because otherwise, even if you make some progress, you'll end up falling over because it's too extreme. You know, so it is a little bit extreme what we're talking about in one sense, but on the other side, we have to balance it out with being gentle and relaxed and doing things in a way that brings us power and nourishment and fullness. This is a holistic living lifestyle thing we're talking about here. So we need all levels of our life to be in balance, not just one level, you know?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and so it's all about being an individual and shining as your own individual beingness, your own individual light, singing your own unique individual song, your own individual look, your own individual way, and bringing that out, honoring that. If we again we look at society, the way that the machine farms individuals, it's very much about clones. They want people to dress the same, look the same, listen to the same music, think in the same way. So it's all predictable. Yeah. Everything's predictable. The reaction of the marketplace is predictable. The reaction of social centers is predictable, so that they can, you know, anticipate and benefit from their predictions.
Yeah.
But we as superheroes, we're individuals. We're into being individual. That you remember how the superheroes, the archetype of the superheroes are guys like Batman and Superman and Spider-Man and all of those individuals, and the villains as well. They're all such individuals. They have such loud individual characters. And so we, when we come into full power, you know, we really stand out in the world. We're glowing because we're radiating as ourselves, and only you know what, you know, really makes your heart sing.
Yeah.
And so be honest where you're at. Don't hide anything. You don't have to feel guilty about the choices that you make. No. Be honorable and kind to yourself, and demonstrate self-love through nurturing and have the honesty and the courage to openly, you know, demonstrate that, so that everyone can be inspired by that.
Yeah. Don't try and be like someone else and think you have to carry on, you know. Just do whatever you need to do. Only you can do that. And it is exciting, and it is quite challenging. It might be actually scary because we're so used to trying to go along with things. But this is a wonderful opportunity for you to just let all that go and do exactly what you need to do, because you're a completely perfect individual.
Yeah, that's wonderful. So we're coming into this part of the first week, What is a Superhero? And I think we're getting a pretty clear idea of what a superhero is. They're tapped into a divine connection. They're committed to that relationship, and they treat themselves in a loving, gentle way, and they treat others in a loving, gentle way. We do unto others as we like to have done unto ourselves. Remember, the law is love, the one single law. Just live your life by that law, and you're really, really, really on the path. Love for the divine, love for the self, love for life, love for creation and all of the creatures and beings in creation. And then the total focus, unstoppable success formula. You've got to want it more than anything. You've got to do everything in your power to bring it about, and you've got to know it, that you've already got it. Yeah. Those three things, that alchemy, work with that alchemy, work with that alchemy, work with that alchemy. Those little things that we just said there, you just practice those, and that's the whole deal right there and then. We don't even have to go into any more expansion, and we're going to be re-emphasizing this over and over and over and over, because the basics are what make you great.
Yeah.
That I've been working with world-class athletes all of my life, successful people from all kinds of different walks of life, and the one thing that they have in common is they practice the basics over and over and over and over.
Yeah.
So we want to be on the fundamentals.
Yeah, we don't want just more and more stimulation, more and more knowledge. You know, the internet's full of so many millions and millions of websites, but we want the truth, and we want it simple, 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 and ground it into our life until we live in that consciousness consistently again and again and again and again.
Mm.
Yeah.
So I know for some of us the recording's breaking up. For a lot of people it isn't. What I suggest is that after this broadcast, you know, you go to the website, and you can access the archives, and you'll probably see this whole thing in a clear stream.
Yeah. And it'll be up soon. I'm not sure it'll be available immediately, but it'll be definitely there for you to watch it again.
Yeah. So, the next part of this success formula is identifying your mission in life, your dharma, understanding what your specific purpose is as an individual in life. Now, when you come into this nurturing experience, this kind of fundamental practicing of the basics, where you are committing more and more and more to the relationship with this living love within you, this unlimited resource within you. And it is a relationship. And we're going to give you, as part of the homework sequence this next week, a really nice meditation to practice with some other stuff as well. And remember, it's practice, 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 practice. There's a great saying from Patabi Joyce, the founder of Ashtanga Yoga, that yoga is 99% practice and 1% theory. It's probably, in our book, it's probably 99.999 recurring percent practice and 0.1% theory. We can go on and on and on and on and on, but we love to practice.
Yeah.
It's really the what makes it all worthwhile. So you're absorbing that love from your introspection and your silence and your peace. We're going to give you beautiful meditations to follow. Very, very, very powerful meditations. I'd say quite confidently, in all humility, some of the most powerful meditations in the world, guaranteed, you're going to be getting. And one for sure coming this today. You practice that morning and night. And as often as you can in between, just dipping in, dipping in, dipping in, dipping in. Becoming more introspective, becoming more aware of your inner world, and becoming more able to balance your inner alchemy, to maintain alchemical states of equilibrium inside that just make you feel wonderful. You develop those skills through practice, through practice. And then as you do that, you become more and more and more full of the light that you are, full of the love that you are, full of the peace that you are, and so you get clarity. You get to get a lot more clarity. Excuse me.
Amazing things just appear. You know, this is my experience again and again and again, especially in the early morning, and we'll talk more on this. You can get such amazing downloads that you've never even thought of, and you can write things down, and you get these words coming through on the paper that are so clear and so precise and so personal, and it's stuff that it's like it's come from somewhere else completely. You know, the grace is coming. And what you get in that level of clarity is who you really are and what you really need to do. And it's completely different than what you're thinking in your beta mind state, where you're thinking fast about everything. It's a totally different level of information and knowledge and wisdom. And you have that in you right now. So we're gifting you with that experience to inspire you to continue to go in again and again and again.
Yeah, and you don't have to worry about if you don't have the practical vision really clearly about what you're doing in your life, where you're going, what the next step is, and all that stuff. There's no way you're going to come off the rails doing this program. No. All that's going to happen is you're going to get more centered, more balanced, more empowered. And you're going to, your own imagination, your own higher self is going to feed you with the inspiration that you need at the right time to deal with the next step of your life.
That's right.
You don't have to be projecting way down the road if you're not comfortable with that, if you're not ready for that, if you haven't got the clarity yet.
Yeah.
You see? So it's extremely practical what we're sharing here. Everything that we're sharing is extremely practical. Sometimes when we talk about, you know, just surrendering and letting go, and it's so easy, and it's all about divine love and just loving everybody, it's like, oh my God, here they go, the hippies are off again, you know, and we're just like floating around, and you know, but actually it's extremely practical.
Yeah.
And we are very, very, very practical guys. We get a lot done in
we
the
get
day.
So much work done all the time.
We're knocking it out, we're knocking it out, we're knocking it out. We're on a mission. We're very clear about what our purpose is in our life. And anyone that's been watching the evolution of Success Ultra now and seeing how the books have come into play and the programs and whatnot, you see how everything is just getting so, so tight, so refined and so powerful. And that's because we are receiving the inspiration and the benefits from the protocols that we're sharing.
That's right. And we will get to a point in the program where you start visioning your life and going into all the details about what you want to do and where you want to be. But we've specifically designed the course so that the first couple of sessions or the first three sessions I've got nothing to do with that specifically. It's all about you accessing the grace, getting the clarity, becoming more empowered.
Yeah.
Getting that self-sovereignty back again.
Yeah.
Because if you haven't got that, then the ego is just going to take over, and then what you do manifest isn't really what you want anyway.
Yeah.
So there's no point. Most courses, they'll just immediately get you onto the vision. But we don't want to do that, you know. There's too much of this happening already. We want to get to the basics, the basics, the basics,
yeah.
The basics, the basics.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Foundation.
Yeah, so it's a wonderful thing. So step by step, we're going forward. There's nothing to worry about. You're going to have an amazing experience. And all you have to do is just trust us, trust yourselves, trust the almighty power that's lapping against the shores of your soul. Almighty and unstoppable. Mm. And you need to practice going there more and more and more and more and more, and opening your heart in the most beautiful and tender way, and meeting love with love. Mm. Meeting love with love, being in love with that love, and allowing yourself to experience the relationship with this incredible power, this incredible resource, the force of life, the spirit of nature, the presence of God, the Holy Spirit, the love of Jesus, the light, the peace, whatever you want to call it, it's about the relationship with it. And the more love you put into that relationship, the more intimate, the more beautiful, the more tender, the more sweet, the more gentle, the more yummy, 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 yummy it is, the faster the alchemy works, and the faster it changes you, because it is love. Mm. That's what it is.
Yeah.
So you're getting some great information here tonight. Just to kick it all off.
Yeah, simple, 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 simple.
Yeah. And by going into that experience, what happens is that the ego silently and magically dissolves its dysfunctionality and its negative vibrations and starts to morph into its higher self. You see, the ego's not a dirty word. Someone asked if they should be doing sun pop while they're doing this training. Sun pop is part of the superhero training program. It's something that we'll be talking about later on down the line in the weeks to come. For me, sun pop, if you resonate with that, if you understand that you need to get to grips with something in your own mind, it's more for individuals that are you know, that think a lot, that are mentally oriented, that are hungry for wisdom, that appreciate psychological concepts, that are interested in expanding their mind and opening their awareness through a deeper understanding of how the soul and the body interface through the psychological stratas. It's very, 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 very good for those kind of individuals. If you're a very simple, heart-centered person and you don't think much and you don't ask too many questions, then you don't really need to do sun pop. You just need to practice more and more and more of this heart-centeredness and follow the meditations and the protocols that we're going to be recommending. But if you do resonate with sun pop, by all means, go for it. It's only going to enhance this experience.
Why not?
What is sun pop? Sun pop is the Success Ultra Now personal optimization program. It's based on a very, very simple model that there is an incredible resource within you, and that you are interfaced with this resource through a nexus point called soul. And on one side of the soul kind of thing is this divine potential, and on the other side of the soul is your personality looking out into the world through the five senses. And because we have been conditioned and really affected by our experiences in the modern world, our psyche is layered through the subconscious and the unconscious with a lot of negative conditioning and programming that we're attached to, that we consider to be our belief systems and our attitudes that we call our attitudes, and we identify with a false sense of self, namely the ego, and we're stuck in that false sense of self and the over-identification with it. What sun pop allows you to do is very, very simply, through a deep relaxation experience, go to that nexus point using the power of forgiveness, and you literally dissolve what's keeping you stuck in those attitudes of dysfunctionality and those closed-minded and negative sort of mental patterns. And it goes very deep into the subconscious and the unconscious mind. Very, very, very powerful program, and really it was the foundation of our whole website for about 18 months. That's basically that was the only product and the only thing we were promoting, the only thing we were talking about. Mm. And many people have benefited enormously from it. Yeah. And I'm definitely one of them.
Mm-hmm. And you can check it out on the website, and if you want to find out more, there's an introduction about it as well.
Yeah,
I just wanted to pick up what you were saying about the ego. That as this experience goes on and on and on, it's like we come into the flying stage, like we were talking about earlier. And in the flying stage, the ego doesn't basically operate like it does otherwise. We're like beyond. It's like you go above something, and then the laws that you were in previously don't apply anymore. You're in a different game completely.
Yeah.
So, you know, we experience it again and again ourselves, that things that, say, 5-10 years ago might have annoyed us or made us upset or sad has absolutely no effect at all, you know? And we're more consistently able to stay in that space.
Yeah.
And so it's like there's different levels of consciousness, and the higher we go up on those levels, the world actually physically looks different. What we notice becomes completely different. How we relate to things is different. Everything is completely different. Like it's living in a different world, literally. And so we just need to keep coming up, 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 up.
Yeah.
And then we're all in a different realm. And all these problems that we're supposedly having, they just don't even exist. They might be there, but you don't see them as a problem at all.
Yeah.
And the solution to the problem is immediately visible to you.
Yeah.
So that complaining finishes, and we just see solutions, and we just see wonder.
Mm.
And that's all we're interested in. We don't have any time for anything else. There's no time for negativity. There's no time for complaining and moaning and getting upset, because we're here to serve. That's what a superhero does.
And what this course is doing, you know, there's a natural sort of oscillation between the higher states of being and then the lower states of being. The world just kind of pulls you down, especially if you're making, you know, the wrong choices about what you're eating, what you're thinking, the kind of people you're hanging around with, your habits, and social circumstances and whatnot. That can drag you down. But what this course is going to give you the sensitivity is to have first the sensitivity to understand when you are going down, and the skill to take action and you know, the action to immediately go beyond. That's and what right. we call again into the flying stage. Mm-hmm. So you can go beyond the world. There's like a ceiling, and this is a wonderful thing. This is why the love of God, the love of life, makes all things new, because it's not bound by the laws of karma below a certain ceiling. Once you move into that divine communion, you're above the world and you're free of the consequences of karma. In fact, that communion, that divine communion, rubs everything out. It makes everything new again. It's a wonderful factor in the mix. That is, it's what we talk about in Amazing Grace as the X factor. It's something in the mix that is so powerful and so unpredictable, because it is so powerful, that it has the ability to offset everything and to right everything. It's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful thing. Yes. Yes. Lovely. So just to clarify again, this discernment between the ego and the higher self, this is really what this introspection, these meditation that we're going to be giving you, and if you haven't got that yet, if you as an individual are not fully aligned, you're not fully comfortable with existing in that state of being that we could call our higher self, where we discern the difference between the sort of the ego way of functioning and this soul conscious way of being, this more elevated higher self, the flying stage, the Christ consciousness, the Buddha consciousness, whatever, you know, there's lots of labels for it, but it's a very natural state that you have access to, and it's just that we've fallen out of the connection with that, and we've forgotten about that, and our world doesn't support the return to that and the real, you know, the nurturing of that relationship and that state of being. And so we're going to be, you know, week by week, day by day, developing those skills, and you're going to be living in that state, or at least have the choice of whether you really want to live there, and you're going to know when you're not. You know, it's going to come very apparent.
Yeah. And it's important to realize that the first thought or the first reaction is something that happens in a second or less than a second. So something might happen immediately after this session and you get really angry about it and you think, oh my God, I'm not a superhero. But you can't stop that first thought. That first thought's going to come. That first reaction's going to come. But the second one...
That's your responsibility.
You can change that second choice. There you have it. You know. So this is the powers that... We have that choice to go, I'm not going to go further down that road. I'm going to stop there and I'm going to carry on where I really want to go. And every single moment you've got that decision to make, that choice to make.
Yeah.
You know, so have compassion for yourself for that first thing that comes. That's just habitual. Yeah. But then you have that choice. And if you make that choice consistently, you won't have the same reactions anymore.
That's right. And it might be, you know, you forget a second time and you forget a third time and you forget a fourth time. But you're sooner or later you're going to remember.
Yeah.
And when you remember, that's when to bring in the mercy and the compassion and the sense of humor and the tenderness and the forgiveness. And we're going to be talking a lot more about this subject as we go through the programs, okay?
Yeah.
So what we're doing fundamentally this week is developing that foundation. Now we're just about up on the hour now, and so I want to get into the homework phase. So you know what you're doing for this week, because remember, it's practice.
Yeah, and do watch these videos again, because we're sharing so many things with you very quickly.
Yeah,
and there's a lot of depth there, so you can they're going to be there, so you can just watch them as much as you like.
Yeah. So re-watch this broadcast, get into your journaling, remember about that contract, you're going to want it more than anything, do everything in your power to bring it about and know you already got it, and walk around with that attitude, walk around with that attitude, because all you're really doing is adjusting your awareness and your attitude. That personal alchemy is always a blend of our awareness and our attitude. I'm aware of something now, and I have a feeling experience based on what I'm aware of, or you know, my attitude towards what I'm aware of. And these are things that are happening all the time. So having the power to choose to be aware of the divine and the eternal and honor my relationship with that and nurture that connection, keep that connection consciously open and tend to it as often as possible, and have an attitude of great attitude of love and appreciation towards that. The alchemy that creates inside of me, and literally how it changes my DNA and the coding sequences within the DNA, which affects my cellular structure, which absolutely changes me as a man in the world. It's a completely different situation to someone that's shut down to their eternal and infinite nature and has a negative attitude, a destructive attitude, a judgmental attitude running most of the time. And so we need to develop the skills to self-modulate and self-regulate. And we need to be on it, you know, on it all of the time. You need to be sitting in the driving seat of your chariot. You need to be sitting on the throne of your kingdom.
Yeah.
You need to be running your universe all the time. Because if you're not, then something else is.
Yeah, claim back your kingdom. That's what this is all about. Claim your own kingdom back. Take it back.
Yeah, the return of the king. That's why the last of the trilogy of the Lord of the Rings was the return of the king. It's the archetypal return of the exiled king.
Yeah,
it reoccurs many, many, many times in throughout our mythology and fairy tales and history. It's a well told theme, and now we're experiencing it. And as we do that together, we reclaim the kingdom, and that kingdom is heaven on earth. And that's good news for everybody. So, the homework. So the first thing we're going to give you is the heart yoga meditation. It's an audio file. Now, how's that going to come about? What was the arrangement with that?
So on the website where you're logging in now, there's going to be a series of files and PDF files and audio files, etc. They're all there. So you just go onto that same place again and again. You scroll down the page and everything will be there ready for you. And we'll also be sending you emails about things to remind you and tell you where to go. So you'll be totally looked after. But that basically, that one page is where you're going to get everything. And it's just going to be put one week after the next.
Yeah. Fabulous. So there's the heart yoga, heart and soul meditation audio file. I recorded that. and it's such a powerful meditation. It's one of the most powerful meditations that I know of, and it's going to really ground you with an attitude of loving and giving, and giving you the experience of how much you receive when you are giving. It's going to ground you in relationship to life through the earth and Mother Nature, and also through the cosmic connection. So it's very expanding for the awareness with the optimal attitude. And then it brings you in the end of it into a deep heart-centered experience. And the deeper you can go into your heart, the more you can live from your heart and meet life through your heart, and use the heart as the organ of awareness, the organ of interface, the more quickly you are going to experience the benefits of these things that we're sharing. And the faster and more naturally everything just syncs up, and the more you're lifted up by the grace, and you know it, and you know it 100%.
You know it.
Yeah.
And also someone says here, what about our partners? So you're all going to have partners, which is part of the course, and so that's part of the homework. So we're going to send you something out on the email after this, which is going to tell you who your partner is. It's going to be a long list, and you see your name next to their name. So get in contact with that person, and they're going to be your partner throughout the whole course. And you've got like your superhero friend, who's going to help you out. You know, you've got to help each other out. Have so much love for each other. I can see by your comments that you have so much love for each other already. You know. Such a loving place we've got going on here.
So your partners, you're going to be like buddies and motivating each other, inspiring each other. You're going to meet someone that you haven't, that you probably never met before. You're going to be emailing each other, calling each other, and just holding each other accountable. Did I do my homework? Have I been doing the heart yoga meditation every day?
Take it to the next level.
Am I journaling? Am I practicing this relationship with the divine? Am I radiating love out into the world? Am I really going in, and do I want it more than anything, and am I doing everything to bring it about, and do I know it beyond all doubt that I've actually got it already? Am I making adjustments to my life that reflect love and self-nurturing? Am I getting, you know, doing the things? Am I taking action? Am I practicing? Asking those questions, holding each other accountable for that. Helping each other, supporting each other, motivating each other, inspiring each other, loving each other, encouraging each other.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Beautiful.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
And we've got to have some special questions this week to also ask each other, to get to know each other more, and to make sure that you're on it, you know?
Yeah. So the homework continued. There's a couple of daily practices along with the meditation. One is practicing the attitude of ho'oponopono.
Yeah.
The attitude of ho'oponopono. So if you don't know what that is, write this down right now. The attitude of ho'oponopono is very simply, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Your homework assignment is to live with that attitude, to remember, to have that attitude running all of the time, no matter what, who it is in front of you, what you're talking about, what you're engaged in, whether it's a stranger, someone you love, someone you don't like, or just, it doesn't matter. Your mission only is to keep running that attitude. I'm sorry, please forgive me. I love you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Just keep saying it silently over and over and over and over and over and over and over. And that singly on its own will completely transform your life. If you practice that, okay, why I'm sorry. You to really get the full download on this, go to the website, successultranow.com, and check out, find out where ho'oponopono is. Go through the Sun Pop pages, and you'll see plenty of stuff on ho'oponopono.
It's on the blog as well.
It's on the blog as well, yeah. You can Google up ho'oponopono, Dr. Hugh Len, and read a story, listen to a story of a guy who healed a whole ward for the criminally insane. Over 30 people that were all diagnosed as criminally insane. They were all on drugs. They were all sedated. They were some of them were in chains. A lot of them were in straitjackets. They were violent, dangerous people. They'd done radical things. They were criminally insane. They chainsawed their parents up. murderers, rapists, you know, really heavy duty psychologically deranged people. The guy took over the charge of the ward and said the first day he got there that he was going to heal everyone on the ward, and he didn't want to meet any of them. So he did it through practicing hot on, hot on, hot on, while he was reading their case files, just looking at their paper and their history, and saying over and over and over, what does he say?
I'm sorry, please forgive me, I love you.
Thank you. I'm sorry for what the bad things that happened to you. I'm sorry for the bad things that you did.
Yeah.
So what that does is...
we're taking back the universe. And we're saying that this is your universe you're dealing with here. This is your universe. That's the thing behind this, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. So the power in here is, first of all, it's humility, because you're saying sorry. You're saying sorry, which puts you into a position of humility, which is extremely powerful.
Yeah, that's the best place to be.
Humility, not positionality, and I know best, and I'm the man, and rah, rah, rah. Dissolve that. Get into neutrality and dissolve your judgment
be
position.
Free. Yeah. Freedom. That's that freedom.
Frees you up. Non-reactive, zero-point living, zero resistance. It's such a beautiful way, and it's incredibly powerful. It doesn't mean that you take sides with things that are obviously in disharmony with, and that are wrong or evil in the world. It doesn't mean that you take sides with that and that you capitulate and you become passive to that. What it means is that you come into a position of power, which is non-judgmental, where you're actually taking responsibility for the shit that you don't like and saying, I'm sorry for doing that. Mm. And that is incredibly empowering. Mm. I'm sorry, please forgive me, takes the humility deeper and brings more power in, because you're on your knees asking for forgiveness. I love you. Thank you, 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 thank you. Yeah. You bestow the love, the power that you've got through the humility, you give that, and it really lands in the world through the gratitude.
Yeah.
Gratitude really anchors things. You exist in a state of gratitude for the things that you want to show up in your life, and it helps it to land very, very quickly. Mm. Jesus said, pray as if you've already received the thing. Well, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you is, you know, you've got it. It's there.
It's done.
Yeah? You understand that? So it's a very deep, powerful psychology there. It's well covered in Sun Pop. It's the foundation of Sun Pop. You can get all that information on the website. Just have a good cruise around.
Mm.
And if you're still stuck, just ask your partner.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
yeah.
right.
Yeah. Yes. I'm just reading a few questions here. Yeah. So there's your homework assignment, the heart yoga, the heart meditation, heart soul meditation. Do that twice a day, every day. Ho'oponopono, po'ono, do that all day, every day. Journaling, keep your journaling going.
Yeah.
And then the last thing is love yourself. Yeah. Love yourself, love yourself, love yourself. Write the lists of the things that you love to do and what demonstrates the love. Mm-hmm. And hold yourself accountable for that in your journal and with your partner.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be asking you next week if you've been doing the things.
Yeah.
So if you put those things together that we've just suggested there, those very, very, very simple things, attitude and awareness of the divine love, an attitude of commitment to that divine love, nurture that relationship, express that divine love through ho'oponopono to everyone you see and everyone you meet and everything, every place you go, the flowers, the trees, the birds, everything. Practice the meditation, the heart soul meditation. Do the ho'oponopono attitude. Do your journaling. And love yourself.
Love yourself.
Yeah. Do lots of things that show you love yourself.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you, your life will have transformed miraculously within 7 days if you do all that. 100% guaranteed. Yeah.
Take it on now. Don't wait around for the future. Just do it now. Say, I'm going to live the life I want to live from now, and just start doing it.
Yeah.
Start doing it from right now.
Yeah.
Don't wait at all. The waiting is finished.
Yeah. Now is the moment
of
power.
For it.
The heart meditation, you can get it off the website. What's the page they have to go to?
Superhero. You've got an email that shows you all of the details. And
okay,
all
that. Yeah. We'll send you another email. We'll give you the whole thing coming in an email tonight. And don't worry about anything. Just breathe that love, surrender to that love, do all those things that we just suggested. Listen to this broadcast again. You can listen to this as many times as you want. It's only going to be good news for you.
Yeah, and I'm just going to mention one more thing that is like an optional homework for you. Is we recommend, you know, get up a little bit earlier than you normally do. Maybe go to bed a bit earlier, get up a bit earlier, so you're not running around in the morning. So you can have time to just think about these things and to think about what you need to do and how you're going to integrate this in your life. So just make that extra time in the day. It makes a huge difference. So I get up really early because I just love the early morning hours and just being in that zone. So highly recommended. And a side thing which I also found powerful, you don't have to do this, but if you want to, you go for it, is just to write 3 pages of whatever comes in your mind first thing in the morning. Just get it out, because you learn so much about yourself by doing that. Just write it down using pen and paper immediately as soon as you wake up. Write it down, and you'll find all kinds of stuff comes through and you get lots of clarity. So, you know, this is not compulsory homework or anything, but if you're
the heart yoga meditation is. Meditation, yoga, just develop that relationship with the divine.
Yeah.
Really concentrate and focus on that, okay?
Yeah.
Lots of love and blessings.
Yeah.
With 7 days, full commitment.
Go
I want
for
it more than anything, and I'm going to do everything to bring it about, and I know I already got it. Rejoicing in that.
All
victory
right.
is guaranteed.
Yes.
Singing hallelujahs all
blessings.
The way.
Blessings.
Aloha.
Aloha.